Hi, this is Fabi Fav.
And this is Babelito.
And we are
Latinos Who Lunch,
the podcast where we talk about important things like
¿Dónde te has ido, mujer?
Hello, hello, hello.
Good show.
Oh, you know, just here living the dream. How are you?
Same-sies. Overcaffeinated, but it's good.
Oh my gosh, Babelito, what's going on? What are you doing over there in the desert in Yucca Valley?
Aparte de hacerme pendejo y pelearme con los pinacates, just working.
What is a pinacate?
Acuérdate que son those bugs that I told you that they fart juices. And
you didn't tell me they're called pinacate. That's pretty good. That's a good name. Yeah. I just called it the Babelito bug.
Yeah, the pinacate. And I don't know what's going on, but sometimes they come in the house, but it's a whole fucking production to get them out because you don't want to disturb them porque, you know, they do
the stink bugs.
Yes. Oh, hijo de la chingada. No les tengo mucho miedo.
Like, what do they look like?
They look like como unas cucarachas grandotas, pero negras. With like tall, big legs. They're gross. They're gross.
Oh, I know exactly what they are because we had an infestation of them in Vegas, like in 2005 or 6. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Ugh. It was a plague. It was insane.
They're gross. But I, you know, like, we cannot escape the realities of this fucking country wherever you go. Like, this is an area of the world that it's infestado with trans fund hippie kids and Trump supporters. You just can't escape it. And it's been weird because, like, last week we wanted to go hike. But fucking people here, they buy like una acre, no, de terreno, and then they just fence everything, all the hiking trails and everything. So you cannot even enjoy the land without a reality that this country's a mess. So I don't know. It's been the bubble, it's been burst. But I still, the fact that I can see sunlight and mountains every day, it's still a blessing. So I'm done complaining. How about you? What's going on over there?
Well, I'm moving out of my lovely studio today because, you know, my time here is done. I'm not going to be America's Next Drag Superstar, so I have to pack my things and go.
Quitarte las pestañas.
Yeah. No, my lease is up, so I'm changing studios. And by studios, I mean I'm just going to work in the garage. At my house, it's kind of tight, but I've been reorganizing my house so that there's more room in the garage. Because right now, starting in October in Vegas, it gets nice, so I can like work in the garage. Because other than October, November, December to maybe like March, it's okay to work
outdoors.
And then it's just too damn hot.
Right.
Yeah. So I should be okay because I think starting March of next year, I'll start traveling again. Maybe. So then I won't need a studio. So I'm just going to save some money on a space. You know, just really interesting things that I'm telling you about that you don't need to know about. But speaking of storage, let me tell you, what are your thoughts on IKEA? Because I went to IKEA yesterday, masked up, and went to IKEA because I needed big storage bins for my paper.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know how to feel about it. I'm like, oh, this is really cool. And at the same time, it's like, this stuff is not great.
IKEA's how I feel if I will go to hell. Like, I get stuck in really fucked up minimalist design that's supposed to... No, I can't. I hate it. So, for example, in Chicago, when we go to IKEA, nos metemos por atrás from the cash registers because at the end of all that fucking labyrinth, there's where the candles are. And they're so cheap and they smell so pretty. So I just go through the back, buy the candles, and leave. That's all IKEA is good for me. I hate it so much. So I can't.
Yeah, and that's a hot tip for anybody. Like, you don't actually have to go through the whole store. You can just go through the bottom and just go to where everything is stored if you know exactly what you want. But I wanted to physically look at the shelves and the bin, so I had to go through the whole damn thing.
But there's
shortcuts, and also, like, get your steps in, but also avoid people. You know, it's a big store. There wasn't that many people. Oh my God, I accidentally took somebody's cart on accident. A full 10 minutes, I was walking around IKEA with this nice Asian man's
shopping cart.
Oh my God, sorry, I lost my train of thought because I thought of all of the thoughts in IKEA. It was like, I don't know if it's because I have been in, like, locked up for so many days, but the thirst was real at IKEA. Oh my God, there was a, okay. You can't do this to me. There's, like, a trend right now with the gays and the straights, like, wearing crop tops. Like, don't. Please.
Why?
Not right now. Not during quarantine.
Why?
There was a gentleman wearing a crop top and gray sweatpants. I almost had a heart attack. Oh, it was too much. I sound like a evangelical Christian right now. But she was fucking fierce, bitch. But I was like, I cannot look over there. I'm gonna have a heart attack.
That's why you kept that fucking cart for 10 minutes. You were thinking about.
I know, and I was like, I had my earphones on. I was like listening to an audiobook. I was taking my sweet time, getting my steps in. You know, I was making a whole day out of this. And this dude is like, hey, and I'm like, what? Because usually, true tea. People think I work at doesn't matter what store it is, people think I work there.
Excuse me, ma'am.
I don't know what it is about me, but they're always like, excuse me, ma'am, where's the... And it's probably because I tell them exactly, like, oh, it's on aisle 26, bin number 4. They're like, oh, how do you know that? I'm always applying for a job in my head. Okay, so... All this to say is that IKEA also has a food section.
It's neat.
I just want to give a shout out. Oh, it's something. I just want to give a shout out to all of the essential workers out there. Being an IKEA worker, I guess, is an essential job because it's open.
Uh-huh.
But there was a person working at IKEA yesterday with the most cheery demeanor that I've ever experienced. And you better believe anything that came out of her mouth, I bought because she was so nice. And she was so excited that I was looking at the cinnamon rolls that she told me all about them. And then I'm like, you know what? By the way, my roommate's grandmother moved in with us.
Sácate las babuchas.
It's great. I have a new roommate. And I'm like, oh, you know what? I think she would like these cinnamon rolls. So I was looking at them.
You're so nice.
But, you know, I'm trying to be vegan. So, like, I was looking at the ingredients. And she's like, what are you? She's like, yeah, they're not vegan, but there are vegan options over here. And she showed me they have the famous meatballs in vegetable. But then they also have them. They have a plant-based, like, impossible version now. So she was showing me that. And you better believe I bought every kind of meatball. I didn't give a fuck. I said, I'm not coming back to IKEA for at least another 2 years. So I made the best of it. I bought all the chocolates they have. I bought, they have all these treats from wherever, whatever white part of the world IKEA's from. They have all those, you know, they think they invented chocolate, right? So they have all these different kinds of chocolate. And I bought all that shit, okay?
Yeah.
So anyway, what I'm asking now is for you to please send money to my GoFundMe because I don't have any money left. No, I'm just kidding.
Dejaste todo tu paycheck over there. That happens, man. That's why it's so dangerous. It's like when I get an extra penny in my paycheck, I'm like, fuck it, I'm going to go to Whole Foods. Ay, nunca.
Ooh, she fancy.
Nunca dura. Dude, I go to Whole Foods like twice a year, and it's like going to IKEA. It's like a whole entire. I plan my day around it, and then I envision what aisles I'm gonna go to, and then I'm gonna go buy all the shit that has packaging that doesn't need packaging, you know, like, and then you buy five objects, and it's like, your total is $535.25. It's like, hijos de la chingada. Te quedas sin nada de lana, güey.
I know. The last time I went to Whole Foods, I ran into Donny Osmond, and I said, I got to get out of here. it was a sign. I said, no.
Nope.
No, dude, thank you.
Mejor me entrego.
Yeah. It's funny because in Vegas, there's not that many Whole Foods. So when you go, there's always celebrities there because, you know, they only shop at Whole Foods.
Yes.
I don't know why.
Because it's the only safe place to
eat.
They
like Trader Joe's too, you know.
Uh-huh.
Whole Foods light. Pero, okay, so I ate a cinnamon roll this morning for breakfast. And that's all I've eaten today. What have you eaten?
Well, ando crudo. It was my sister's. September is the month of birthdays. So We literally went to Vegas. We had pozole and we came back, but I drank a little bit too much. So I'm still recuperating. But
wait, when did you do that?
That was Friday. I literally went Friday and came back Friday.
No más fui a tragar. So three days ago.
Yes, that's how much I drank and that's how old I am. It takes me days to recuperate. So I've had coffee and a banana, pretty boring stuff. It's been a fun month. I mean, it's been busy, but last week was my birthday, so my family came here. Dude, I've been begging my family that we can do a podcast, even if it's a Patreon episode. The conversation we had last week, girl, I don't think I've laughed this hard in my life. We were talking about, you know, los hijos y guara la cuchara, you know? And then it started getting a little like TMI. It started with con mi cuñado. He's like, I remember what we were watching on TV when we conceived. And I was like, okay, enough. And then my mom is like, I remember when I first find out that I was going to have Osiris, you know, like la primera hija. So I thought about this whole romantic story. She goes, it was the saddest day of my life. And then she's like, todavía me acuerdo. Era uno de esos días muy tormentosos. I was like, what the fuck? She's like, I was so depressed. I remember estaba en la ruta and I was just crying. And then I went to your dad and told him, and my dad, and you know what my dad told my mom about that right before, because she didn't know if she was pregnant or not. But right before, my mom is like telling my dad, you know, se me hace que estoy embarazada, blah, blah, blah. And my dad le dice, toma mucho caldo de frijoles. Eso te ayuda para que te baje. So like you actually have your period. And I could not believe what I was fucking listening. And I'm like, I wish I had a record, like, to record this, because it was like gold. And then I tried to recreate it, and I was like, hey, you guys want to record, and nobody wants to do it. But one day, I'm going to get him drunk again, and I'm going to be secretly recording, and I'm going to post it, because it was so, so, so good, man. It was so much fun, but...
Just make sure you get their consent.
Fuck it.
Fuck it. Was Osiris there when she was telling the story?
She just took a sip of water, and when my mom said it was the saddest day of my life, el agua corrió por todos lados. She just like spit it out.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It was
I love
so
how
good.
Honest they are.
Oh my God. My mom is like a little too honest. But I think, you know, we're almost in our 40s. We can handle it now. But I think if we would have had this conversation in our 20s, my sister would have gotten depressed. I would have had to go to therapy. But not anymore, man. But
you would have had to go. Okay.
But the whole thing with like, tómate el jugo de los frijoles. I can't. But one of these days, I'm going to get them to tell me the whole story about when my mom first found out that she was pregnant. Oh, she used to work in the maquila. So they send her home, and that's why she said that it was like un día muy tormentoso. And she kept saying, ¿Tú acuérdate esos aigronazos de Juárez? And I'm like, oh my God, I guess. But it's been fun because I've been hanging out with my family more than I have in years. But also, like, you know, that Zoom life, man, it's a lot. It's a lot going on. I bet you also have a lot of Zoom meetings, and it's just like, it's a lot.
I'm going to say this right now.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not going to say it again.
Uh-huh.
Get out of my house. If you want to have a conversation with me, it does not have to be a Zoom meeting. And then when I come onto the Zoom meeting and it's just my picture, they're like, oh, is your camera not working? I just say, oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Instead of saying, no, I just don't want you in my fucking house. I don't know you. I don't fucking know you. People think it's okay. It's like so personal. I don't know. Am I overreacting?
No, I mean, I get it. No, I totally get it because it's like very private, you know? So sometimes... And the Zoom backgrounds just don't do it for me. All I see is like, I don't know, como dice, como que vibra el background. And that's just very distracting. So I'd rather have, you know, like not camera. So I totally get it. You're not overreacting.
Yeah. So what did you eat today? What did you say?
Un plátano.
A banana. Latinos who lunch. A banana and a cinnamon roll. Oh, wow. Yeah, we've really digressed here. And I think we should get to the listener letters because we always say we're going to do listener letters and we just talk about nothing for the whole hour.
Let's do it. I'm excited.
So let's answer some of these questions. But first, we're going to take a break. OMG, Babalito. I am so excited to give shout outs.
Oh, yes.
To our wonderful comadres and amigas. And as most of you know, we have a Patreon. We do a bonus episode every month. We put out early episodes. We put little chingaderitas in there for you once in a while. It's really fun. Come join the LWL fam. You can go to latinoswholunch.com/donate and donate that way or sign up to our Patreon at patreon.com/latinoswholunch. And you might get a shout out on the show. And I thought we would start backwards today because we always start ABC order. Let's start ZYX order. You want to start, Babs?
Let's do it. Jesse LD, shout out to you.
Thank you, Yanet P.
Sochi, oh, I have a recommendation for her. Sochi S, shout out to you.
Vivian O.
Veronica C.
Vanessa L.
Tanya M.S.
Sylvia F.
Suzanne A.
Sarah R.
Rosario C.S. Shout out.
Rosaura, thank you.
Robin M.
Robert L. Grizzly Kiki, thank you.
Raquel S. V.
Raciel C. from Shit You Don't Care About podcast.
Osiris O. Shout out to you.
Your mom never wanted you to be born. Shout out to you. Nick B. Thank you.
Michael L.
Marta A. J. Thank you.
Marisol, muchas gracias.
Marimar, thanks.
Maria PG, shout out.
Maria M.
Mari J. Hey, girl. Thank you.
And shout out to the little spicy nugget she just had.
Oh, wow.
Magali, thank you.
Lydia M.
Lucia A.
Leah TH.
Come on, TH. Lauradora, gracias.
Laura E.
Kikis.
Catherine M, shout out.
Catherine H. Juliana R, thank you.
Julia V, muchas gracias.
Josue R.
John S.
Jesus R, thank you.
Jessica V.
Jessica M.
Jesse R.
Jeanette H.
Jeanette R.
Jake and thank you to my juicy friend. Okay, I think that's it. Well, that's half of the people. We're going to give the shout outs to the rest of you after the listener letter segment. Okay, we're back. You want to get into it?
Oh my God, I'm so excited. Yes, let's do it. But first, remember to send your emails to asklwlpod@gmail.com and feel free also to send us voice memos. And you can call at 512-333-0471. That is 512-333-0471 if you want to leave a voice message, and we might play it on the show. Do you want to start?
Sure. Our first letter comes from Mari. She says, you asked for questions. Well, here they are. You asked for fun listener questions. So here they are. I hope you and your listeners enjoy them. I had a blast writing these questions and titles. So you might remember this listener because they wrote like hundreds of questions. I've split up the email so that every time we do a listener letter app, we'll do a category. So category is Radio Lonchea.
Woo-hoo.
So these are all about music. Okay, Babs, what song would you sing on El Chacal on Sábado Gigante?
Uy, qué pedo. Una que me haga ver así súper ridículo. So something by Rigo Tobar, man. That will be fun. Something that is just...
Why don't you give us a little something right now?
Mi Matamoros, querido.
Ay, ay, ay.
Esa. Yo creo que la de Matamoros. Because first of all, why do we have a city called after killing Moors? And second of all, it's just like... The music of Rigo Tobar gets me, man. I fucking love it. It's been like a new development in my life. So, yes.
Okay.
I will definitely do
okay.
Rigo Tobar. ¿Y tú cuál?
Well, you know, I always sing the same song at karaoke. So, I think it will be the Alejandro Fernandez song that I always forget the title because it's so long. It's that song with the word estrella in the title.
Te quiero. Te quiero.
That one. Because it's so... I think that song is so silly. I think it's funny that mariachi music is like so masculine, but all it is like grown men drunk crying because they can't express their feelings and thoughts in real life, so they have to get drunk and cry about it. It's so bad.
It's sentimentality at its most ridiculous. I hate mariachi music. I hate Alejandro Fernandez. So yes, that's definitely the song. Yes.
Yeah, but I love. Oh nope, I'm not gonna say. Let me just say he can wear an outfit very well, and he can cry very well. That's my favorite part of the song. He's just like, oh, he's just like crying the whole time.
I know. Wait, no.
I can't do it because it's too loud right now, and it's going to blow out the levels. But
vete al otro cuarto.
That would be my song on Sábado Gigante. Okay.
Ay, ay, ay.
Which Latinx singer's voice would you like to have?
Ay, ay, ay. Pues tiene que ser de mujer. Eugenia León. Have you heard of Eugenia León?
Sing a song of hers. I don't know.
Ay, pues no, es que hay muchas. Es que she does a lot of... She did a whole album of danzones. Her voice is just everything. Google it, man, because I'm not even going to attempt to destroy her legacy.
Say their name again.
Eugenia León. She's just fucking amazing. What about you?
Probably Shakira, because her voice is so polarizing.
Every time I see her face or hear her name, I think of you going, waka, waka, yeah.
Waka, waka, Africa. Yeah, okay.
Okay, let's go.
Go to Sad Girl Corta Vena song.
I think... Amor Eterno, man. Like, it just... That's it. Like, that's... There's very few songs that made me cry every single time. Amor Eterno is one of them. And Merry Christmas by John Lennon is the other one.
What the fuck?
It's very personal because when we were kids, we will go to bed on the 24th, you know, because Santa Claus will come. And my dad had the album, so he will just blast it, and that's how we will wake up. So, like, I will just hear the song, and I knew that, like, it was Christmas and Santa Claus, gifts were under the tree. It's super cheesy, but, like, I could be in a grocery store during December, and then if I hear that song, I will, like, start crying right there by the produce. Like, it's just happened. So, So it's not cortavenas in that regard, but like Amor Eterno too. I can be in the happiest of mood and then I hear Amor Eterno y caigo en un abismo, not necessarily of pasión, but that's it. What about you?
Ooh, okay. Well, I talked about the son. Now I'm going to talk about the father, Vicente Fernandez. And I think my favorite one of his is Por tu maldito amor. They're such fucking crybabies.
Pero, like,
but my favorite part of that song is when he goes, ¿Y pa' qué quiero la tumba? Si ya me enterraste en vida.
Hijo de su madre. Pero wait, you listen to
and
it?
And then he goes, and then he literally goes, ¡Ay!
Pero like you listen to it y te quieres cortar las venas because you hate it or because like you like low key
love
it. If
I sing along with the song, I will start crying because it's like the song even says que hasta se quiere cortar las venas. That's part of the song.
Oh, okay. I get it.
And then the very last line of the song, he changes the words to por tu maldito amor to por tu bendito amor, and then he kills himself, basically, you know? So that's a really fucking sad girl song, you know?
That is totally sad girl, yes, definitely.
Okay.
Okay, let's do it.
Your go-to workout muévelo song.
My back, no te creas. There's a song that I've been listening to, like, every day. It's called Guaracha UFO by the Meridian Brothers. It's so good. It's basically a psychedelic, like, cumbia, and it just keeps going and going and going. It's como mil minutos long. It's like 7 minutes long. So it's perfect. Like, it gets you pumped. It gets you going. It used to be Robin. Like, anything by Robin just gets me going, you know? But I don't know. Like,
yeah.
This song has been on repeat for like 6 months now. So that's it. It's again, Guaracha UFO by Meridian Brothers. How about you?
I think lately it's been El Tiburón. I love that song.
Really?
I love it. I was just on this podcast called the Apocalypse Mixtape.
Uh-huh.
And so the theme was like, make a playlist for the apocalypse. And that was my go-to song to, like, get the party started. Because to me, if the apocalypse happens, like, if the second coming of Christ happens, like, it would be a celebration for me. So all of the song, because then all the Christians would be gone and we could finally live in peace in this country. So that's one of the songs to get the party started, you know. No pare, sigue, sigue. That song just has so much layers. So many layers to it. So many layers to the misogyny in the song. Okay.
It's like, so, espérate. Let's analyze it because it's like El Tiburón, and then it switches to No Pare, and then it's about chocolate. Like, it just keeps,
yeah,
like,
and there's, and they're sampling like an old school like black lady song. So it's like, it's everything. It's amazing.
Ay, ay, ay.
And it's like a merengue, you know, like my favorite.
Okay. I love it.
Okay. Go to heartbreak song.
This is very dumb, but there's this song by Beach House called Myth, and it's about how you just make yourself myths about things and about relationships and shit. And then when you realize that you did it to yourself, you build yourself a myth, and then oof, it gets me every time. So yes, that's the song. I got too serious, but that's what it is.
Mine is actually a Café Tacuba song. It's that one that's like from Cuatro Caminos that's really slow and has like a keyboard in it.
Ay, como la de Exploté?
Exploté, that's it.
Oh,
that
shit.
One. That's a really sad song.
That's a
if you
really
listen to the words to
yo
it.
Como termina.
And I live for the composition of that song, like the slow build-up. Oh, it's so good. Okay.
Okay.
You have a voz de un ángel. What's one mariachi song you'd love to perform? I mean, show up and show out performance. Which one would you do?
This is also a very song, but you need skills to sing this song. This is Ojos Tristes by Juan Gabriel. You have to have like, oh, type of voice, you know? And you, yes, I can see myself. I can see myself showing up and showing out. So Ojos Tristes by Juan Gabriel. Always, always. And it's also one of those songs that gets me. And I think it's my favorite Juan Gabriel song, period. So, I don't know. What about you?
Mine would be that Jose Jose song where they throw all the flowers at him.
A la de.
It's not mariachi, but it's pretty close.
El Triste. Se llama El Triste.
Yes. How does it go?
Qué triste fue decirnos adiós. That one.
Oh, my God. Corona got me, girl.
Woo! Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That one's great. Okay. Next, one Latinx song / anthem you'd love to perform.
It's Estreches de Corazón by... Ay, hijo de su madre, ¿quién canta esa rola? By Los Prisioneros. Remember that song? Estreches de Corazón.
Let me rephrase the question. Like,
okay.
Imagine a pop performance like at the MTV Music Awards with dancers and choreography. Like, if you had the skills to do that, what song would it be?
Esa way. That's an anthem. Not only that's an anthem, it's like, it's so poppy and it's just like so dramatic and it just keeps building and building and building. Ooh, I can see las bailarinas atrás de mí. Ooh, no, yes, definitely. Estreches de Corazón by Los Prisioneros. Mm-mm.
What about you?
Probably Wet Ass Pussy, okay, by Cardi B and Meg Thee Stallion. All right, so what's your go-to karaoke song?
Es esa, güey. The same, that's what I'm saying. I literally practice in my car, hoping that one day I will get to sing it, because I haven't been able to sing that song in karaoke yet. So I have fantasies. I have karaoke fantasies with Estreches de Corazón. You gotta listen to it again, man. When you listen to it, you'll be like, ah, sí, I get it.
Yes. I will never listen to that. Thank you. Okay.
What about you?
Oh, me. Okay, so this is the thing. It's like, I used to really love karaoke.
You used to love it. I remember that.
Yeah, because it was like such a social thing back in the early aughts. Like, me and my friends would go out. Like, when I turned 21 or before I was 21, I would sneak into like bars. And every bar in Vegas has a karaoke night, basically. And so we would all sing all the time. It was so fucking annoying, but it was, you know, you were dumb. We'd get drunk and sing. And then I got to a point where I'm like, why am I singing? Like, I don't even like this. And then, like, I'm performing for people for free. Like, I was just not into it. I was like, I just want to, it's probably because I was like such an alcoholic. I was like, I just want to drink and not
y no cantar.
Perform. I just want to keep drinking. What's the point of, anyway. But I went through many phases. I'm going to take you on the journey.
Of the different karaoke songs?
I think so. Just to give you an idea. So I think the first karaoke song that I like really locked into and would sing all the time was Taking Care of Business, because it was easy. It was just a lot of words. You don't really have to sing. And then it changed to like, oh, I like kind of want to sing a little bit. So that would... And I would go to this place called Champagne's with Bobby Sean, who was the karaoke host. And he's like an old crooner who used to like open for like Frank Sinatra and shit.
Legendary.
So, yeah. So I used to like, he used to like me because I used to pick all the crooner shit. So I would sing Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, Sammy Davis Jr., all the dudes, right?
Right.
And then I'm like, oh, this is so boring. Like, how many times can you sing New York, New York? And then I switched and I started singing Billy Joel songs because Billy Joel is in my range, because my singing voice is actually really low, so I can't really sing any high songs. like Uptown Girl, New York State of Mind.
Hijo de su madre.
I never did Piano Man because that was like too, like, on the nose. You know what I mean? And then I'm like, wait, why am I singing these songs? They're, like, too serious. And then I became that hipster that does, like, ironic songs because, you know, like, oh, I'm, like, too cool to actually care, but I'm going to do a good job at this really hard song or this really, like, annoying song. So then I would do Roses by Outkast.
Oh, nice.
But then you have to say that you have to call a woman a bitch so many times during that song. And, you know, she falls into a ditch, all that stuff. And oh. I'm like, ah, that's very violent. That's not me. So then I went a whole nother direction and I said, okay, I'm going to sing exclusively the song by Captain and Tennille called Muskrat Love. Do you know this song?
¿Cómo va?
How does it start? Oh, my gosh. It's so... Oh, it's just a lot of, like, it's like a classic, like, 70s song. Very soft, like, elevate. You know Captain and Tennille, right?
Nope.
Okay, so the captain was a piano player, and Tennille sang. And Tennille had, like, a big bowl cut kind of thing. They were iconic. They were, like, they had their own variety show back in the day. It's a song about, and I liked it because it was so slow, and I could tell, I could, like, narrate the story between the lyrics. So it's a song about two muskrats, which is, like, do you know what a muskrat is?
Uh-uh.
Imagine an otter.
Uh-huh.
Like, very cute. Imagine what that would look like if it was, like, mixed with a rat.
Oh, shit.
That's what a muskrat is.
Okay,
it's just gross.
Your type.
I saw one in real life. I saw one in real life in Michigan one time when I was, like, in a lake swimming and never went into that lake again. It freaked me the fuck out. Oh, my God. Okay. It's like a beaver with, like, like not a cute, weird tail. It just has, like, a long, scraggly, nasty-ass tail.
That's gross.
But so it's about two muskrats making love, which is really gross and weird. And so I still sing that song sometimes if they have it because it's so, like, niche that only, like, old school karaoke guys have it, like when it's still on the CDs. It goes, how does it start? How does it go? I don't know. I think this is in the middle. It's like, Muskrat Susie, Muskrat Sam. How does it go? Do the jitterbug and Muskrat Lamb, cause it's da-da. It's like very like, la-da. And then it goes, and they whirl and they twirl and they tango, singing a jing and a jango. Floating like the heavens above. It's like muskrat love.
Oh, my God. I've never heard that in my fucking life.
And then you just go like, do-do-do-do-do, like for 2 hours. It's so good. And people look at me when I'm on stage with, like, dead stare. Like, are you fucking kidding me? Like,
that's the, like, best part.
But then I thought, that's cruel to the audience. And so then I switched it to that song that I mentioned at the beginning by Alejandro Fernandez, because that one's always funny.
I've heard you sing that in Washington.
And I remember we did that in D.C., yeah. And so I sing that one now. And because it also, like, pisses off white people that I'm singing in Spanish.
Right, exactly.
So now I just try to sing in Spanish.
Talking about taking space with that fucking song. It's perfect.
So, yeah, so I usually put in the Alejandro Fernandez song first, and then I'll put in Muskrat Love by the Captain and Tennille.
Okay.
All right. So thank you for listening to my karaoke journey, everybody.
I love it.
All right. And rest in peace to karaoke. Okay, here we go. What's the first CD or album you've purchased?
Fat of the Land by Prodigy.
Smack my bitch up! Oh, my God. What a twist. It was a woman's. What a great video. Sorry for the spoiler.
I mean, I had tapes. I remember one year for Christmas, I asked Santa Claus to buy me a bunch of Timbiriche tapes. So, like, I've always had a little collection. Then my dad, of course, had a lot of like albums, LPs, but me with my money going to the store and purchasing this new technology that was called, you know, like CDs, it was fat of the land. And that's because at that time in Juarez, like, I was the only one that had cable. So we had MTV Latino. So my sister's friend and my friends, who you always used to, like, come to the house and watch. And that's when MTV was good, when you actually went to listen to music. Like, rock en español, I saw it all happening in the TV. And at the time, Prodigy was gigantic, not only in the States, but, like, all over Latin America. So I remember as soon as I got money, like, I went to El Paso and I bought my Prodigy album, which I still have somewhere. I think somewhere in my... I don't know what's happening. Sorry. Which I still have somewhere. So that's the one. What about you?
I don't even remember. I think I was in high school when I bought my first CD. I think I bought Christian CDs, but I'm not going to count those because
no, eso no cuenta.
I didn't buy them because I wanted to, because it was like the thing to do when I was in church. But shout out to Jackie Velasquez. I had all her CDs. I think the first CD I bought was Ozzy Osbourne, like Bark at the Moon.
Get darks.
I was really dark. I got into like all that old school rock first.
Nice.
Like when I was first diving into music. And then I would just buy like whatever like alternative music my friends were listening to that I just like was so awful. It was so bad. I wasted so much time listening to that.
And money and destroy the environment in the in the meantime. Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about like there are certain bands from that era of when I was in high school, like System of a Down and Nine Inch Nails and ¿cuál era la otra? Slipknot. Like, I like them. But then when it got to like Korn.
No, Korn and Mamadas, wait. No, Korn. System of a Down was badass. And it's still badass.
Right?
But, like, Korn and then boom, rock. It's como, like... It's like the equal of Eminem for rap. So Korny will be that for rock of the early 2000s.
I was trying to explain that to my brother. Like, there's just, like, a...
douchiness.
It's not cool. Yeah, like, and then there was, like, you know, like, remember, like, Audio Slave and, like,
yes.
All those bands, like, oh, my gosh, P.O.D.,
weren't
Papa
they Christian?
Roach.
Oh, yeah, all that shit was, like,
I think all that shit was Christian, just, like, hidden as like, rock music.
I call it cock rock. It's just, like... Like, dudes just, like, you know, like, yes, like, we're douchey. And that's also, like, like the last MTV era when it was just, like, videos of fucking douchebags playing guitars on Fremont Street in Vegas. Like, that kind of level of douchiness. I know exactly what you're talking about.
It was, like, the rock that the Mormon girls liked, like, Hooba Stank and, like, Deftones, you know, like that kind of music. Ugh.
No.
Can't believe we were, or like all like the Vans Warped Tour bands, you know? Like,
I mean, those are okay because I was like, there was like,
I don't know.
Like the Warped Tour, I never got into none of those bands, but like I know that it was like a really like, it got to a point that it was very underground. So it just spoke to like a very short, like small, like Latinx emo niche, you know, like, and it was just like, you will, like, I remember I drove by one of the Warped tours and it was just like Asian and Latinx kids. I was like, God bless, like, the music sucks, but like, you get yours, you know, like, so I get it. But the next level, like, more famous, sort of like Midwestern small town, we're gonna be trompistas in the future type of rock. Mm-mm-mm.
Yes,
I can't.
Yeah, I remember I went to the Warped Tour once and I was so excited because I really liked Rage Against the Machine.
Nice.
And the lead singer died, but I thought they were going to bring him back, like, or they're going to not bring him back, but bring somebody else to sing their parts, you know?
Uh-huh.
And
they didn't.
But it was this band called Rise Against
Yes.
But I just thought it was Rage Against the Machine because all these bands have the same fucking name. And I was so disappointed. And I was like, and I had to like sit through a Plain White T set. And I was like, this sucks. Wow. What am I doing here? Oh, thank God I don't go to concerts anymore. Okay. So let's get back to this questions. I can't believe we're still on the same fucking email. Okay, here we go. Favorite Latina divas. I didn't even talk about why I liked Ozzy Osbourne, but that's for another day. Favorite Latina divas. Go.
Anybody from the golden age of Mexican cinema that it's totally underplayed besides, not Maria Felix, but Katy Jurado. There's this incredible...
No, girl. We're talking divas, singers.
Singers?
Yes.
No, dale tu primero, güey, because I had a whole spiel about Mexican cinema divas. No,
so a diva, that word originates from the opera, diva, like a singer.
What is yours?
Oh, my God. Latina divas. I mean, of course, Celia Cruz. I always talk about Celia Cruz. She is a fucking diva.
See, but
a diva is like somebody you don't fuck with. Like, they're just one of a kind, and nobody can do what they do.
Oof.
You know what I mean?
Yes,
and they
yes.
can sing.
Yes.
So, like, Paquita, Celia Cruz. I would say, like, somebody like Jenny Rivera. Is a diva.
Jenny Rivera. I was thinking her. Yes. That's mine. Yeah. Jenny Rivera.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Take mine. Cool. Okay. next one. Last song or album you bought?
Rita Indiana.
Oh, yes. What's the name of the album?
It's called, ahí te digo, espérame, se llama Mandinga Times.
All right. And everybody, please write this down because I'm not going to put it in the show notes. There's too many questions. The last song or album I bought. Ooh, that's hard. That's hard for me. Because I don't buy music that much because I have Spotify. Well, actually, I bought two comedy albums recently because I love comedy. Maria Bamford just came out with a new.
Oh my God, you love her. Didn't you go see her?
I've seen her several times, I've met her several times. And so she just came out with a comedy album this year, so I bought that, even though like sometimes when you love an artist so much, you just buy their shit anyway, even though you have access to it, like
right.
with a Google link here and there, you know. But so I bought her album, and I bought Bob the Drag Queen's latest comedy special. I bought it, too, so I could watch it on Amazon.
Nice.
Because they were selling it on iTunes and Amazon. So those are the two albums that I just bought. Okay. Favorite Selena song?
I don't know if it's hers, but she sings it, La del Toro. La del Toro, Toro, Toro. I love that song.
Yeah, that's a cover, but she does a really great job. Yes.
Yeah, that's the one.
Mine is Si Una Vez. That's my favorite Selena song.
See, that's a good one, too. Yeah.
Best Spanish concert you've been to?
Spanish concert? It's got to be...
Maybe like Spanish language.
Yeah, yeah. It has to be the 20th anniversary of Café Tacuba. And I've said this before. That's the day where I was like, fuck. They're like part of me. Then I was just like, it's still one of my favorite, not in Spanish, but just like in general. It was in the House of Blues. I was with Maddie, and I remember Maddie was like, didn't know she was pregnant. She found out the following day or something like that. So she didn't have the best time, but I did. So that's gotta be it. That's gotta be it. What about you?
And then she went to your parents' house, and your dad just tried to keep giving her caldo de frijol. So
I just remember, like, I took her to all this restaurant. She's like, this food is gross. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, you're not going to find this shit in Albuquerque. And I was so confused. And then she's like, I don't want to drink. I'm like, ¿qué chingados estamos haciendo? And then, like, 2 days later, she's like, I'm pregnant, dude. So I was like, oh, that explains everything. But yes, el caldo de frijoles. How about you?
Okay, so I know this is a theme, and you hate them, but I will have to say that the
no digas maná, experience. Puto.
Oh my God! Do you think I'm a fucking savage? Are you or a fucking simpleton. Oh my God. I cannot believe this. Maná, are you kidding?
Pues exactly. No. I just wanted to stop you before. But
I only saw Maná perform for like Obama one time at one of his rallies. I never went to a Maná concert. I would never pay for that.
Asca.
I went with my tío Ángel and my whole family. He bought us all tickets, all my dad's side, to a Chente/Alejandro Fernandez concert.
Sácatela.
And it was like a full orchestra. It was at the Mandalay Bay Arena, huge arena. All Mexicans in there. Energy. There was just so much pride. Everybody had...
It was
for
September 16, no?
It was for Mexican Independence Day. Everybody was wearing their Sunday best. Everybody was showed up drunk. And then because Vicente Fernandez is such an alcoholic, like he was just, after every single song that he sang, he would take a shot with the audience. And so he like finished a whole bottle of tequila. And it was already like, you know, in Vegas, a concert is an hour and a half and that's it. Yeah. Because they don't want you in the theaters. It's kind of like a law. They don't want you in the theaters or in the arenas for longer than 90 minutes because they want you back in the casino, like on the slot machines or on the tables, you know? And so he was so fucked up and the energy was so palpable. Everybody was just like screaming and laughing and crying and that they shut the microphones off. And he still kept singing. And because he kept singing, and we could still hear him because he's like an opera singer, you know?
Right.
Then him and Alejandro came out and would sing the same song so that we could all hear. And then we all would sing along. So it was just like a sing-along. And that was like 30 minutes.
Oh, shit. And
this is like the third encore. They shut the mics off. So we were all just doing a cappella. For like 30 minutes. And
that's
then
cool.
They turned the lights off. They turned the lights off on the stage and turned the house lights on. And we just kept singing. And they didn't, they brought out another bottle and like drank a whole nother bottle. And then finally, like after like an hour, people start, you know, they left and then people started leaving. And it was so magical, also scary because the people, the security at Mandalay Bay had called the police already and they were like, there's going to be a riot. But of course there wasn't because we were all just happy.
Yeah.
And so we all spilled out. And let me make this clear. Only white people riot after a celebratory event, not people of color.
Right.
People win the Super... Like, remember when the Philadelphia won the Super Bowl? They just started burning Philadelphia down because they won? What the fuck? Anyway. We all poured out onto the strip, onto the streets and just had a party. It was so fun.
You know, like, that reminds me... I'm not going to say who or where, but, like, I met a promoter and they were very proud of the fact that they actually play with it. Como juegan con los sentimientos de la raza. Like they know that la raza's been working hard and they don't have a lot of distractions. So when there's a concert, the promoters know they're going to make fucking a shitload of money. Like if you bring a band from like an indie band, it's not going to make money, you know? It's just so like they're smaller venues or whatever. But like those festivals with mariachis and all, people know, the promoters know they're going to make a lot of money. And this is both promoters, like Latin American promoters and U.S. promoters. So they play with the feeling. So they're just like promoting like the nostalgia of going to see the specific band. And those fucking concerts, man, make so much fucking money because la raza's like, they just want to go and have a good time. Exactly what you describe. They know that shit and they play with that stuff and they promote it as such. So you're going to go and live your nostalgia night. And when you do that, you don't give a fuck and you just spend money and alcohol. It's a whole, like nostalgia concerts. It's a whole entire industry. It's like, it's kind of fucked up in certain ways, but at the same time, it's true. Like, La Raza doesn't have a lot of distraction. So, like, going to that concert el 16 de septiembre to just, like, pour out your pride and shit, as problematic as that's going to be, like, that's it, you know, for some people.
Yeah. Favorite Estoy en un abismo de amor canción. Qué bonito es el amor, LOL.
I have two.
Dale.
Pero es que ya ahora de viejito, güey. My taste has changed. No, it does. It hasn't. It's just like my horizons have expanded. So
come on, Magellan. Go ahead.
The first one is Eso y Más by Joan Sebastian. And it starts by him. My favorite when like they stop in the middle of the song and then they start like talking like amor, renunciar a ti, you know, like. And this one talks about the beginning of this song is like me contaron de Romeo y Julieta. Pero la oigo y chillo, güey. I don't know why. And the second one is Mi Mayor Anhelo by Banda Mas or MS. I love that song so much. Again, siempre que la oigo, uf, literal.
How does it go?
No, güey, no me atrevo. Mejor Google it.
Atrévete, tete.
Salte de closet. Yes. So, Banda Más. Quiero Banda Más, Mi Mayor Anhelo. Eso y Más of Joan Sebastian. ¿Y tú?
I think I'm going to direct everybody to my Spotify playlists. There's a playlist with, like, kind of love songs that I like called Feather that I have on my Spotify. But then also, there's that movie... that has a really great soundtrack. Oh my God, I forgot the fucking name of the movie. It has Rashida Jones and Andy Samberg in it. Celeste and Jesse Forever. Have you ever seen that movie? The movie, it's kind of like whatever, but it's not bad, but the soundtrack is great. There's like Brenda Russell song. I love that song. It's called A Little Bit of Love. There's, I'm not going to say it. Just go look on Spotify for the official Celeste and Jesse Forever playlist. It has so many great love songs and like breakup songs in it. It's great.
And I'll put some of the songs in our playlist. Babelito recommends songs to fall in un abismo de pasión. So you can subscribe to that. So I'll add some of the songs to that playlist. So check it out.
Come on, plug. Okay. Let's just do one more really, really quick. Is that all right?
Let's do it.
Okay, because we just did one email. This is so tragic.
Thank you to Mari, by the way. Thank you to Mari.
Thank you.
From Tokyo.
Yes. We love you. Your questions are incredible. You see how your questions are a whole damn podcast. You're so good. Thank you so much. Okay, this one comes from Jessica. Short and sweet. You want to read it?
Let's do it. Hola, queridos. I hope you're both doing well and taking care of yourselves amidst all that is happening right now. I have two short and sweet listener questions for you. Which musicians, the number one, which musicians, writers, artists, thinkers, drag queens, filmmakers that are alive will be on the guest list of your dream dinner party? That's the first one. The second one, please describe in detail the food that will be served at this dream dinner party. Hijo de su madre. Thank you both for continuing to put out new episodes, especially last month when you bless us with a new episode every week. I can begin to tell you how much I appreciate the love, validation, and above all, the laughs. Sending you both so much love, Jessica.
Okay. This email is from a long time ago. So... Which musicians, writers, artists, thinkers, drag queens, filmmakers? Oh, my God. You know, this is hard for me because you know this because you've seen me. When I meet celebrities, I am completely starstruck and I cannot function. So, like, just the thought of having a dinner party with famous people, just, like, it's too much. Like, I can't handle it. Like, I don't know how to act.
Just don't serve anything with bones because you will choke to death with that.
Okay, girl. I'm not you, okay? I chew my food. How's your teeth, by the way? Are you chewing now because you have good teeth?
Oh, it's wonderful. I can eat whatever I want.
Oh, what a blessing.
Amen.
What a blessing. Healthcare. Oh, my God. Okay, let's see. I'm just going to choose one from every category. Musician. It'd be fun to have, like, interesting personalities. So let's go with... I'll have Tierra Whack as the musician.
Oh, yes.
A writer. Oh, Roxane Gay. An artist. Oh my God. I really love the work of this artist. I think his name is Moises Salazar. So maybe they could come to the party. Thinkers. Oh my gosh. Maybe Hasan Minhaj. Okay. Drag queen.
Wait, who's that?
He has a show on Netflix called Patriot Act. He's a comedian.
Oh, yes. Really good show.
Okay. Drag queens. Let's see. I would have James Mansfield there. Filmmaker. I think I just made a new friend. Kareem Tapsch. You heard his episode last week.
Yes.
I think he would be great to have there.
Nice.
So that's my dinner party. What would I serve? Taco pizza. You're next.
Okay, musicians, that's easy. Ruben Albarrán from Café Tacuba. Writers, I think I will have Michael Roth Trillot, rest in peace. He wrote Silences of History.
From the dead.
From the dead. Artists, I think I will just bring José María Velasco just so we can school them about nationalisms. And I think it will be super interesting. Thinkers, I will bring Sylvia Winter, who's like my favorite scholar. I think she's still alive. Her pieces, she's just an incredible fucking scholar and thinker and philosopher and everything. Drag queens, I was gonna say Alisa Edwards because I actually dream about her. Like I haven't had drag queens in my orbit in a long time, and I dreamt that she put a beautiful show. But I will not skip the opportunity to have Latrice Royale in a dinner party. Filmmakers, Luis Buñuel, just because also, like, he will just, like, he basically will just, I don't know, like, do something so random and stupid and just change the conversation in the dinner party. What would I serve? Tacos también, güey. Like, something just basic. Y si no comen carne, que chinguen a su madre. So that's what I
would
do.
To be clear, I'm serving pizza, not tacos. Oh. I'm serving taco pizza. We went over this.
Let me get that straight.
Yeah, we've been over this, okay?
That's nice. Yeah, we'll just have like tacos al pastor or something like that. Yeah, just like my favorite food.
Okay, very nice. Wonderful. Well, that was a fun episode.
Thank you, Jessica. That was a great, great question.
We have plenty of listener letters, and don't worry, there's more to come. Okay, let's take a little break, and then we'll be right back with recommendations. No pare, sigue, sigue, no pare, sigue, sigue. Let's keep thanking our Patreon fam. Thank you for supporting us. Patreon.com/LatinosWhoLunch. Thank you for your support, everybody. You know, our comadres, our amigas, our madrinas, madrines, they are giving us life and keeping this podcast going. So we're going to keep it going by thanking Isis S.
Girl, Isis, hi. Thank you. Isai L, shout out.
Holly S.
Hector D. D, shout out to you.
Gris M. R.
Grecia R.
Gilberto A.
German M, shout out to you.
Gabby LW.
Gabriela O.
Ace Barry B, your coloring book is on the way.
Erica J, shout out to you.
Edelweiss C, thank you.
Dulce CP, shout out.
Deborah R.
David L.
Danielle Silva, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Dan, shout out. Muchas gracias.
Daisy M.
Cynthia J.
Chris.
Cody B.
Amazing artist. Christine H.
Christian R.
Chelsea MH.
Celeste H. Shout out to you.
Carmen R.
Carla LT.
Camille S.
Brenda MH.
Barry. That's Barry at podcastandcolor.com.
Azucena L.
Armando M.
Antonio V.
Ann L.
Anita R. Mujer Fiera.
Angelica N. Shout out to you.
Angelica.
Angelica.
Angela A. Shout out.
Anna CP.
Alma A.
Alicia K.
Love you, girl. Alexandra. Shout out to you.
Alejandra N.
Alberto G. A. Alba. And Alan M. Muchísimas gracias to everybody. Thank you. Thank you for making this podcast possible. We love you. We feel the love. And we will be posting more random little stuff that we know you love in the Patreon page. Muchísimas gracias.
Thank you. And we're back. Okay, let's get into these recommendations. Babs, you got one?
I got, it's like a couple of quick plugs and also recommendations because there's other things that we haven't recommended. First, it is a podcast from a friend of the podcast. His name is Germán Payares. And he recently had me, and I think the podcast comes out next week, if I'm not mistaken, From the Margins Perspective on Architecture. He has incredible intersectional POC scholars that talk about some of the problems behind academia, especially when it comes to the humanities. Wonderful conversation with Germán this week. Again, From the Margins podcast. Also, as you also were, I was invited to be part of Coca's conversation on and as part of the Emma S. Barrientos Mexican American Cultural Center in Austin. And they've been having conversations about Mexico and Mexican history. And I break down ideas of nationalism. You can find that at Facebook at Austin, ESBMACC. That is Facebook at Austin, ESBMACC. And this is part of cocasdeproyecto.org. And she does incredible work, including curation. And she does amazing stuff. Again, it's deproyecto.org. And you can find more over there. And my husband and I were at Latino Rebels. And that comes out next week, promoting Unsettling Journeys, our YouTube channel. So I don't have any music. I have a really good playlist, but I think I'm going to save it closer to Halloween because it's a spooky playlist. And I'll just save that for next. So just a couple of plugs and a couple of new podcasts and projects that you can entertain yourself. That is it from me. How about you?
Okay, I have a couple things. Remember I said I was going to start reading books about white supremacy?
Right.
Or to help dismantle it. So I recommended Race Without Racism because I'm just kind of going down the list.
Mm-hmm.
And so I read since then So You Want to Talk About Race by Ijeoma Oluo, and it was really great. I have to say, reading a book written by a woman, specifically a black woman, is just so much easier for me because I know there's not going to be this like built-in misogyny. You know, like the last book that I talked about, there was like no mention of trans people, queer people, fat people. And this one is very different. It's basically the author's like firsthand experiences. There's a chapter on microaggressions, a chapter on black hair. Actually, the chapter is about not touching black people's hair. There's a chapter on the, you know, school to prison pipeline. So it's it gives you a lot of different stories, anecdotes that will give you, you know, I think it's just good examples for you to be able to kind of talk about if you haven't experienced anything like this. It's nice to hear the perspective of someone who is, you know, just very honest. So it's a very easy read and really puts things into perspective. So I highly recommend the book. If you have the Libby app, which I've talked about,
yes,
you can listen to the book, audiobook. You can check it out or you can read it. It's available at most libraries. I know the New York Public Library has it like fully stocked, so you don't have to wait for it. I really recommend getting that app. I've just listened and read so many books through it that it's so convenient. You have it on your phone or on your Kindle or whatever, your iPad, all that stuff. Another thing, if you're sending letters to us, you know, we get a lot of emails. I'm not able to respond to all of them, but just know that I read them all. So thank you for all of your loving words. and means so much to us. And I try to respond whenever I can. So thank you again for everybody sending in their letters. We're going to do a couple more of these soon to get through a lot of the listener letters, because there's some really, really great questions coming up we're so excited about. Okay. Anything else, Babs?
That is it. Shout out. Wait, I just want to say shout out to Willow, because there's a couple of things I miss from social media, and that is talking to listeners. And Willow sent me a beautiful, beautiful birthday email. Thank you so much, girl. I love you. Shout out to you.
Oh, that's so nice. And happy birthday to Willow. Willow just had a birthday.
That's right.
Well, that's it for me. Anything else, Babs?
That's it.
All right. As always, you can email us at asklwlpod@gmail.com, and we might read your letters on a future episode. Also, the phone number again is 512-333-0471. And if you're thinking, I'm never going to remember that, guess what, Mimi? Open your fucking app and it's in the show notes, and just click on it and call us or email us. Okay. And while you're there, rate us 5 stars.
5 estrellas solamente.
Because the more reviews we have, the more visible we are. And
visibility leads to representation, and representation matters.
Today's episode was produced by Justin Favela and Emmanuel Ortega, with production assistance from Maite Sosa. The music you're listening to now is by the band Balloon. I'm Favi Fav.
And this is Babelito.
Peace.
Ciao, ciao, ciao.